Okay, we are picking up with the Gemara on Samech Zayin and Mabez. We're up to a new parak of Klal Gadol. So before we start the Mishnah, I'll give a word of Hakdama, a word of introduction. So we know that a person who violates Shabbos is going to be Chayav Misa. If there are witnesses in Hasran who's forewarned, then he would get the punishment of Misa. If a person doesn't do it in front of witnesses, he'd be Chayav Karis. He'd be Chayav Karis, the punishment of Karis, if he violates it in private. Now, what if a person violates it by accident? So there's a rule, the Gemara Krisis tells us, the Mishnah really, that any Isser, which is a Chayav Karis, if you do it b'mezid, if you do it b'shogeg, you're going to be Chayav Achatas. So too, when it comes to the Chashabis, a person would be Chayav Achatas, he'd be Chayav a Korban Chatas, if he accidentally violated Shabbos. Now, what are the parameters of being chayav? What is considered accidental? That is going to be what the subject of much of this parak over here. And as a segue to that, the Gemara then is going to get in the next Mishnah is really going to talk about all the 39 malachos, because that has to do with how one can be shogeg. So when it comes to shogeg, when it comes to over here about accidentally violating Shabbos, so the general rule is if a person does multiple averos with a different shame, so if, for example, he has chelev and dam together, he's going to be chayav two chatas, even though if he did one maisa, because they're two independent lavim, so therefore he'd be chayav two independent korban chatas. I don't know how to pronounce that. Okay, so then you give him two multiple korban chatas. So now, however, if you do one avera multiple times and you do not realize that you have done an avera, you didn't know it was an isra deraisa what you were doing, so then you'd only be chayav one korban chatas. However, this is the fundamental difference with regards to Hilchos Shabbos, is that when it comes to the malachas of Shabbos, so we know that there's 39 individual malachas, and we learn out, we're going to see that you learn out chiluk malachos, that a person does multiple of avos malachos on one Shabbos, he would be chayav achatas in every malacha, even though really they're all of the same azara, they come from the same pasuk of lo sasa kol malacha. Just the general would be, you would have thought it's only one lach. However, since it's learned out, the Gemara is going to learn it out, that you really are going to chayav multiple chataces. So now, parameter when it comes to hilchos with chatas, is that a person is only chayav achatas if there is a yediyah before and a yediyah after. So the person had to know that let's say it was Shabbos, so he knew before it was Shabbos, and then he forgot it was Shabbos afterwards, didn't a malacha, and then remembered, so that would be a classic case of Chayav. There are going to be different examples of that and how it manifests itself in different cases, but that's the general rule. Okay, so where do we start the Mishnah? Says the Mishnah, Kol Gadol Amar B'Shabbos. So the Chachamim gave us a very important rule with regards to Hilchos Shabbos. The Gemara is going to say, well, we call it Kol Gadol, the big rule, the big major rule. So why is that? The Gemara is going to discuss it. Kol Shechev Iker Shabbos. Someone who forgets the main part of Shabbos. What does that mean? Rashi says, means you bechlal doesn't know that the Torah tells you that there's an Isra of Shabbos in the Torah, and therefore asa malachos harbe b'Shabbos harbe inu chayav alachatas, because of that they thought Shabbos is a regular day, so you completely violated Shabbos every single week. So you did many malachas, you're only going to be chayav one chatas. And Rashi says the main part we'll discuss when we get to that Gemara on Tzamech Tesam Beis, but the Gemara learns it out from that there's a shmir. Rashi says there's shmir achas Shabbos harbe that you have to keep Shabbos, and therefore you only violated the shkaga under one korban chatas. Again, we're going to get into more details with that when we get to the hamshich of that Gemara. The Iker Shabbos, someone who knows about the Iker halachas of Shabbos, Rashi says he knows that the Torah commands is about Shabbos, and he knows that different malachos are going to be aser. The aser malachos harbe b'Shabbos harbe, and he accidentally performed many malachos on many different Shabbosim. Rashi says, what happened? The guy just lost track of time, so he lost track of the calendar and performed many malachos on Shabbos, thinking it was a weekday. He then repeated his mistake every single Shabbos, meaning on many different Shabbosim, and forgot that the day was Shabbos. So then, Chayav Akol Shabbos to Shabbos is going to be Chayav a different Chatas for each and every Shabbos that he had violated. The question is that at the end of the day, if he didn't realize what day of the week it was, so then Lechora, he didn't know the next Shabbos when it was either. So Rashi says that it was impossible to not add. No one told you that today is Tuesday. Today is Wednesday. It must be that you figured out that today was Tuesday. And that was the Mishnah. What was assuming that a person had figured out that today was Tuesday. Today is Wednesday. And therefore, the next Shabbos, you really made a mistake again. Somehow you lost track of time. And that next Shabbos, you had violated Shabbos again. And therefore, you'd be chayav multiple chataces. So according to Rashi, if you never figured it out in a chanami, you wouldn't be chayav. However, Tosfos assume Tosfos argued Rashi didn't bring many proofs against him, and they hold that the fact that there is a weekday between and there's Heter Malacha, that Ba'etzim is Mechalik Ben Shabbos for Shabbos. And they bring many rayas for that. There's a whole Chakira and Abinezer has Chakiras, the Pilev and Chakiras and the Tosfos, which get the Pashup shot, is they hold that the fact that you have a weekday, you don't necessarily need to know it. So the Maisa, the Bibachokas Rashi Tosfos, do you actually need to physically know it? Or the fact that the weekday creates a new chiluk for a chatas is Mahalik Rashi Tosfos on that line. And then, now, either way, the Mishnah continues, Hayodeh, Shu Shabbos. Someone who knows that it's Shabbos, Ve'asa Malachos Harba Shabbos Hazar, and he accidentally performs many Malachos on Shabbos. So again, you know the general Malachos of Shabbos, and you forget that there's a Hilchos Borer, you don't know about Hilchos Borer, taking bad from the good, so that it would be a mistake, and you do this on many different Shabbos, Chayav Al-Kol, Av Malacha Malacha. So you'd be chayav in every Av Malacha that you do, but you wouldn't be chayav more than that. So a guy doesn't know about Hilchos Borer, so then let's say he takes the bad from the good every single Shabbos, he learns about it a year later, so whoa, he says, oh my god, I'm chayav, I'm chayav on 52 Shabbosim that I just violated. So the answer is no, you'd be chayav for every Malacha Borer that you did. However, if you violated Borer and building and Bone and you forgot about the kosher, so you did all three of those every single Shabbos, so you would be chayav three different chatoses. And so Rashi says that in this situation, you don't assume that the guy knew, you didn't learn about it because, like the previous case, because you don't necessarily, Rashi says, in the Kain Asuk Lifnei Chachamim Bilchos Shabbos, unless the guy went to a shir and heard about it, so you assume it's all considered one major Av Malacha violation, and therefore you'd be chayav only one chatos for every single Av Malacha that you had performed. The Osim Malachos Harab Me'ein Malachos Achas. Someone performs many Malachas of one carrying Malacha, that is, he performs an Av and a Tolda together, or two Toldas of one Av, then Einu Chayav. Then you would only be chayav one chatas. The Gemara is going to discuss this as well. Okay, now we're ready to start the Gemara. The Gemara is going to wonder again, why do we start with this big rule of my Tama Tana Klal Gadol? Why does the Mishnah, the Tana of our Mishnah, use the Lashon of this? This is a very important rule for Hilchos Shabbos, a major rule. Why are we using that Lashon? Why don't we just say Klal Avram B'Shabbos? This is what the Lacha is by Shabbos. Why do we have to use the Lashon of a major rule? Now the Gemara suggests a possibility. So if you want to suggest that the Tana wants to teach us because there's a rule that's going to be mentioned in the next in the Mishnah later on, as Rashi points out, the Mishnah over there, which only has two halachas about Hotzah, and here is more complex and it's longer, so therefore maybe that's why I use the Lashon of Tana Klal Gadol. Therefore, he says the first rule in Shemun Hilchos when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, then you use the Lashon of Klal Gadol, and when it comes to Od Klal Amru, there is just this more simple rule of only two halachas about Hotzah, so then we'll use that Lashon of just Klal Acher without the word of Gadol, without the words of Major. The Gabi Shvius, I mean, also with regards to Shvius, you could say Mishum Tekabai Lemisne Od Klal Acher, because the Tana wants to teach us a less complicated rule in the next Mishnah when it comes to Shvius. Tana Klal Gadol. So then you could also say that you use the Lashon of Klal Gadol when it comes to Shvius. In Mesechah Shvius, they use the Lashon of Klal Gadol as well when it comes to Mesechah Shvius. So then the Gemara says, V'ha Gabi Meiser, Tana Klal Achad. The reason we're going to reject this is because of the following. Because when it comes to Meiser, in Mishnayos Meisrus over there, it says Klal Achad. It says Lashon that this is another rule, V'lo Tana Klal Gadol. It doesn't teach us as a major rule. It doesn't teach us that the first one is more Choshev, yet it has Klal Amru B'Meiser and then Klal Achad B'Meiser. Why doesn't it say Klal Gadol Amru B'Meiser? So if that apparently is not the stylistic way that the Mishnah is teaching us something, so then it can't be that this is the reason that the Mishnah over here is using Lashon of Klal Gadol. Tosfos just point out, Tosfos asked the Kasha, Tosfos says, what do you mean? Over here, when it comes to Maestros, it seems to be that there's only two rules in the first one and two rules in the second one, so why would it be more one be major versus the other one? Okay, because Tosfos leaves that as a Tzarech Iyun, but that's what the Gemara uses to reject this Kasha. Now the Gemara continues, Amar B'Yosef Bar Avin, Shabbos, and the Gemara wants to suggest another reason. Shabbos is Shvius, to Isbu Avos V'Toldos, Tane Gadol, Maestro de Leisbu Avos V'Toldos, Lo Tane Gadol. When it comes to Shabbos and Shvius, they both have Avos Malachos and they have Toldos. When it comes to Shabbos, we know there's the 39 Malachos. Right? And when it comes to Shavuos, there's also Avos and Toldos. Maybe on a Derabana level, Tosfos might mind that the Toldos of Shavuos, but the Avos of Shavuos are Zriya, Ksira, and Zemira. Right, those are the three things that are, when it comes to the sowing, reaping, pruning, and picking the grapes, those are the four things that are major ones, and the rest of them are going to be usher as well, whether it be Darban or Darais, okay, but those are all Avos and Toldos. Tana Gadol, so therefore use the Lashon of Tana Gadol. That's what the Tana over there will use the Lashon of that this is a major rule. However, Meiser, the Leis by Avos and Toldos, when it comes to Meiser, there is no Toldos, Lo Tana Klal Gadol. There is no reason to use this Lashon, as you don't need to use the Lashon of major because there's nothing that's inferior to it, so you don't have to mention major and minor because there's no Toldos. So the Gemara says that that's not true because of the following, the Bar Kapara, the Tana Klal Gadol Meiser, because Bar Kapara, in fact, actually taught that there was a tall gadol, meaning the, what Rashi points out, Bar Kapara was an author, a person who composed versions of Toseftas, and he had this lashon of a Tosefta based on the Tanaim, that he had this lashon of klal gadol. He used the lashon of klal gadol to Meiser, that this is a very important and very major rule with regards to Meiser. So if you use that lashon, my avos and my todos is according to him, then why, if that's your explanation, that whenever there's avos and todos by a certain halacha, then you're going to have the lashon of klal gadol. So you're going to tell me now that according to Bar Kapara, there's actually toldos, or there are subcategories of Meiser. We don't see that anywhere. So the Gemara therefore gives another answer. The Gemara says, El Alav Hainu Tama. So this is the reason why we use the term of Gadol. We use the term major when it comes to Mishnah and Shvius. Because of Gadol on Shoshal Shabbos, Yosher Mishel Shvius. Because it's the fact that the punishment of Shabbos is greater in the following regards to Shvius. The Ilu Shabbos is a Ben Metalosh Ben Mechumar. Shabbos applies both to something as detached and something that is attached produce on Shabbos. Rashi points out, what is that? By the malach of tochen, which is grinding, and lush, which is kneading on Shabbos, applies to even to foods which are detached from the ground. That applies to stuff that you take out of the ground. So that's going to apply over there. The ilu Shabbos, but tell us leisa mechuber isa. Whereas when it comes to Shvius, the law doesn't apply to detached produce. Rashi says, right? We see that when it comes to Shvius, only crops that were still attached to the ground, Shvius isn't going to apply to them. Anything that was attached before, detached before then, Shvius doesn't apply to them. So the Mishnah is saying a rule both regards to Shabbos and Shvius. Shabbos is considered more klal gadol than Shvius. So therefore, we use lashon of klal gadol. So now, why do you use the lashon of klal gadol by Shvius? In what regards is it more major? Is it more applicable than to a different halacha? What are we going to compare it to that's more minor? Because we said Shabbos called klal gadol in relation to Shvius. Shvius has to be klal gadol in relation to something else that's going to be inferior to that. That's going to be for the following: the gadol onsha shel Shvius agav. When it comes to Shabbos, the Achronim ask, why don't you just say Shabbos is more chashiv than Shvius? From the fact that it's an iser deraisa skila. There's an iser deraisa for Shvius as well, but not iser skila. You're chayav misa for Shabbos. Okay, the Marsha does that. You can look in the Marsha. But either way, so now we're going to compare again. We're back to comparing. Where do we see that Shvius is considered more chashuv than a different halacha? As more halachas, then for it should be considered major. So Gemara says, "But gadol onshel shel Shvius yoser min ha-meiser." We see that the punishment regards to Shvius is greater than that of meiser from the following halacha: Deilu Shvius isa bein b'maychal adam bein b'maychal beima vila meiser ba vila meiser b'maychal adam isa b'maychal beima leisa. So when it comes to Shvius, the law is going to apply both to human foods and to animal foods. The Gemara learns it out from Psukim, Rashi quotes them. So we learn from there, so that it would apply to Michael, it would apply to Michael Bema as well. Whereas Meiser, the law applies only to food which is meant for people. It doesn't apply to animal food. And not only that, Rashi points out that really, the only things that are going to be chayav is dag on tirosh v'yitzar. That's going to be the grains, the wine, and the oil. That's the only things that are going to be chayav. Midarabanan is the other things, the yerek and the ilanos, the fruits and vegetables. Those are only midarabanan, you have to give it. So clearly, that with regards to Meiser, it's going to apply that. So therefore, you use lashon of klal gadol by Shvius as well. So the Gemara says, Ula Bar Kapar, that this could even work for Shitas Bar Kapar, because the Tane, Klal Gadol, the Meiser, he taught that there's a major halacha with regards to Meiser. So then where do we see Meiser is greater? In what regards is Meiser greater than a different halacha? It's going to be, My Gadol Anshul Shal Meiser, Simen Shal Peah, that Meiser is greater than that of Peah. That has a chumrah in Meiser that we don't see by Peah. What is that? Ila Meiser isa b'te'ena v'yerek. For Meiser, we apply it to figs and vegetables. Ila Peah leisa b'te'ena v'yerek. Albeit Rabbanan, but it's still going to apply to those two things. When it goes to Peah, though, we don't see that it applies to figs and vegetables, as the Gemara is about to say now. So we see that they could call it klal gadol because it's more important, is more halachas, is more chumrah than the halacha of Peah. This none. The Mishnah tells us in Peah, klal amar v'peah. This is a rule, not important rule. Doesn't say important. There is a rule that they say by Peah, kol shu ochel, anything that's considered a food, v'nishmar, and is protected, v'gidil min ha'aretz, and it grows from the ground, v'lekito ka'achas, also gathered all at one, m'klisa l'kiyum, and you bring it for a purpose to last a long time. Chayav Peah is going to be obligated Peah. The Gemara is going to be dayak in every single one of these lashonos to Mishnah. Ochel, why is it saying something that is a food? So that is l'me'ute svichei seitei v'kotza. It is to exclude the aftergrowth of these two types of plants, that those would not be included in, because the purposes, Rashi says, they're used to make dyes and not as food, therefore not going to be chayav in Peah. And what is Nishmar? Nishmar is Lamute Hefker. It has to be protected. It means that if it's ownerless, you're not going to be chayav in peah. You're not going to be chayav any of the Truma Meiser peah when it comes to things that are ownerless, that are Hefker. And also, Gedula Min Haaretz, what is that coming? It has to grow from the ground. What is that excluding? Lamute Kmein Reputrios is coming to exclude truffles and mushrooms, which are not Ki'ilu grown from the ground. They're grown more from the air. And therefore, they are not subject to peah. We also, by that, as Allah Lamaisa, we pointed out in Mesechas Brachas, Hazarin now, when it came to Hilchas Brachas, also, you say a Shahak on mushrooms for that reason, because we assume that it doesn't grow from the ground for that purpose. Iker sustenance comes from the air. It's also gathered all as one. That's excluding figs. What does that mean? So Rashi says, because the entire crop has to ripen at one time and be harvested as one. So since figs are harvested at different times, therefore they're going to be considered putter from peah. That's what we learn out from over there. And then Tozer just point out, but if that's true, most fruits are in that category. They don't all come out at the same time. They don't ripen at the same time. So Tozer and Hanami, we just picked figs as an example, but most fruits would not be applicable to peah. And the fact that you bring it to last, that is l'me'ute yerek. It's excluding vegetables. Rashi points out specifically lefes and klutos, which are going to be turnips and leeks. Those two are going to be excluded. So now we see from over here that the Mishnah is going to work. So that's by peah. The ilugavim meister time. When it comes to meister, we have this lashon, but we leave out two important halachas. We leave out klalam of a meister. So this is the halacha regarding meister. Kol shu ocha, anything that's ocha v'nishmar v'gidulim in aretz chayv meister. So those four halachas we mentioned, but we leave out two halachas though. Which ones? The ilukito ka'achas. The fact that you have lakito ka'achas and machnisu lakiyum lotna. The Mishnah doesn't mention it over there, which means that lakito ka'achas it would not exclude something from meister. Meaning, if you have like we always said lamutatina, that's going to exclude figs. So those figs and those other fruits that are like figs, as Tosafot pointed out, would be chayav in meister, would not be chayav in peah. And also, when it came to the halacha of machniso lakiyum, which we said was going to exclude the vegetables of the turnips and the leeks, those things would apply to meister, which don't apply to peah. So then, according to Bar Kapara, it makes sense why I use the lashon of klal gadol when it comes to meister, because meister has more chumras than the halachas of peah. So therefore, you mention the halachas of meister as klal gadol as well. So we lined up why our Mishnah says klal gadol. So maskana now, the Mishnah uses the klal gadol because it's important with the relations to another halacha that has less of a chumrah than it. We came to Shabbos, we came down to Shvius, then we came down even to Bar Kapara for meister, which was more important than peah. Okay, now the Gemara is going to continue to analyze the first part of our Mishnah. The Gemara says the following. Rav Shmuel, Damre Tavai, when Rav Shmuel both said, whenever you usually say Damre Tavai, it's usually Bar Pukta. Two people usually argue, and now they're coming together and saying the same thing. Our Mishnah must be dealing with the case of a child who was captured and raised amongst the Goyim, and therefore he never learned about the Mitzvah of Shabbos. Otherwise, how could it be that someone didn't know Shabbos? Or someone was converted by Goyim. I mean, converted by Goyim, Labin and Achim, who lived amongst Goyim. How could that be? Tosfos pointed that out. Tosfos says, no, it means that you were in front of a basin of three, but they didn't tell you all of the mitzvah of Shabbos, and therefore, because if you did it in front of them yourself, that's not considered a geris. You need a basin. So the basin must have forgotten to tell you this halacha. Not forgot, but they didn't have to tell you every single halacha. The rule is they have to tell you mitzvahs, mitzvahs. So they tell you certain mitzvahs. So as long as you don't upright reject the ones that they tell you, then it would be a valid geris. So it's possible if they told again, so that if you leave out certain mitzvahs, that would be a possible valid geris. If there's no kabbalah mitzvahs, that's a shayla chora, that's not a valid, I guess there might be an achos that is shown about that. But that is what we see from here. Just to point out, or Moshe points out in this Gemara, we see that the kabbalah's mitzvahs, if a person is marrying a woman, or a man, let's say, aldas, that they don't do certain mitzvahs, and they don't cover their hair, they don't keep, they didn't realize that keeping Shabbos was part of the Iker point. So we see that maybe the geris is still valid, as he has a tzad, he brings this as a raya, that maybe the geris is still valid, although obviously not the best situation, they're not going to be keeping the mitzvah so much, but that might be that not invalidate the geris, as long as they don't outright reject it, knowing that there's a lacha of Shabbos, and they're just going out and saying, oh, I don't really care about that, that would invalidate the geris potentially. But the fact they just don't know that that's an ikar point, they just say, oh, you know, this is the lacha, this is my community, they don't, no one covers their hair, so that might be that not necessarily considered a rejection of mitzvah. Okay, just to point out that's important, halacha comes out of this Tosos and the Gemara. Aval hikil vasos shachas, but if a person recognized the lacha of Shabbos and then he forgot it, chayav al Shabbos Shabbos, you'd be chayav for every single Shabbos that you had violated. The Gemara rejects this interpretation. Where asks, it's not a shochech ikar Shabbos. Someone who forgets the main part of Shabbos is chayav only one chatas. Doesn't this imply that he originally had knowledge of Shabbos? Is this against what Rav and Shmuel just wanted to teach us? So the Gemara says, "Lo, my no." So the Gemara says, "No, my kol shokeach ikar Shabbos." What does the Mishnah mean when it says anyone who forgets the essence of Shabbos? Daisha shechuch b'meno ikar shel Shabbos. It means the fact that he didn't even know about a concept of Shabbos. So therefore, we reject this. So the Gemara asks further, "Aval heikar levasor shachach mai." But if you recognize the essence of Shabbos and you eventually forgot it, what's going to be the lacha chayav al kol Shabbos of Shabbos? Clearly, you're saying that the person's going to be chayav on every single Shabbos. But yet the Gemara asks, "Ad tali odei ikar Shabbos." But then when the Mishnah teaches us the second case, someone who knows the main part of Shabbos, va'asa malachos harba b'Shabbosos harba, and yet he accidentally performed many malachos on many different Shabbosim, chayav al kol Shabbos of Shabbos, you're going to be chayav a separate chatas for every single Shabbos. Okay, so you didn't realize the fact that it was Shabbos day. Litni hikir levas shachach. Why didn't the Mishnah teach us the case of someone who recognized the fact there's a concept of Shabbos, they freshly forgot that there's such a concept, and then he's going to be chayav on Shabbos and every single Shabbos that he did a malacha, the kol shekin ha, and we would conclude on our own that one would obviously kol shekin mechayev for in a situation where he does know the concept of Shabbos, but he forgot that today is Shabbos day. So we see because when it comes to in the situation over here, when a person totally forgot the halachas of Shabbos, there's no reason to assume that he remembered it again during the days of the week. Rashi points this out. So in the situation over here where there's no reason to divide up his shgagos into multiple chiyuv chatos, and yet we are saying that he's going to be chayav a different chatos, then it should be a kol shekin, Rashi says, it would be obvious, then a situation where he knew the concept of Shabbos, but he forgot which day is Shabbos, then that situation, there's no reason, there would be a reason to divide his shgagos. Because the fact that he did become aware of his error during the day of the week, as Rashi pointed out earlier, so then we assume that he had an idea, so therefore obviously you should be chayav kol shekin b'chayav the malacha. So the Gemara answers, Maya yodea ikra Shabbos. So what does the Mishnah mean when it says someone who knows really what Shabbos is? Mishaya yodea ikra shel Shabbos shacha. Someone who once knew that there's a concept of Shabbos and he completely forgot it. But it doesn't mean that a person knew about the concept of Shabbos when he committed the actual avir. That's what Gemara wants to suggest. The Gemara asks on this, Aval, lo shecha Shabbos, my. And if someone, he didn't forget what Shabbos is about, meaning Rashi says that he knew that Torah says it is a Shabbos, but he forgot that he forgot today is Shabbos. So then, chayav al kol malacha malacha, he's going to be chayav for every malacha that he does in that situation. So then the Gemara asks the Adetane Odea Shu Shabbos, but then if that's the case, the Mishnah tells us that someone who knows that Shabbos, but he forgot which malachas are aser, va'asa malachas harbe b'Shabbos harbe, and therefore he did many malachas and many different Shabbos, chayav al kol malacha malacha, he's going to be chayav for every av malacha that he did. He'd be chayav achatas, litni ade ikar Shabbos, but why doesn't the Mishnah teach us that someone who knows about the ikar Shabbos, but he forgot it was Shabbos, meaning that he knew which malachas were usher on Shabbos, but he didn't realize that today is in fact Shabbos. So then, v'kol shekina, and then we would know certainly that in this situation, in the case where he knew it was Shabbos, but he forgot the malachas, that way he would be chayev. Rashi says, why? Because if a person is going to be chayev for every av malacha that he did by accident on one issue, meaning they didn't realize it was today was Shabbos, then kol shekina, then obviously he would be chayev in a situation where each av malacha where he did, as he not realized the numerous, he didn't realize which malacha is usher. So therefore, al kol shekina should be chayev, Rashi says. So the Gemara then says, you're right, so that elamas nishik shel avasof shachach. You have to assume our Mishnah, when we said someone who shachach ikar Shabbos, that's referring to the case of someone who recognized the fact of Shabbos, and then he eventually forgot it. So then, Rabbi Shmuel, not making ikar levasof shachach dami. And in the case of Rabbi Shmuel, the case of someone who never knew about Shabbos, is we're going to call it like someone who had known about Shabbos and then eventually forgot about it. And this is what Rav Shmuel merely wanted to say. Rav Shmuel, the Amrei Tavai, Rav Shmuel both said, "Afilo tinok shnish ben anachim," that a child who was captured and raised amongst the goyim, begesh is gathered ben anachim and ger converted, didn't realize the certain malachas, certain yisurim. Still, tishikel was so shachach dami. It's like someone who recognized it was kantor Shabbos lechayev, and he'd be chayev achatas offering in that situation to be chayev as shogeg. So this is very fascinating here that Rav Shmuel said that it's a fascinating thing that we should assume that tishikel was ben anachim, a child who had never even knew that he was captured, never really realized that he was a Jew, is still going to be chayav achatas, it seems to be a pella. But the Gemara now, in fact, right here, the Gemara is going to quote a machlokas about this. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon Lakish, they disagree. They said, Davka heker levaso shacha. The Mishnah's rule is someone who recognized the lachas and then he forgot it. However, Tinuk Shanishba, Valtinuk Shanishba, and Anachim, again, Shiskai, Levin Anachim. Someone who was a Jew who was raised amongst Goyim, never even knew that he was Jewish, he was going to be put, and also a converted, and didn't know that they never told him about this Isser in the Torah, that would be putter, you'd be exempt from all chatas's whatsoever to be chayav at all. They hold that he's ones. Someone whose ones is completely beyond his control, and therefore a chiyuv chatos in general means that you could have somehow prevented it. You were still in the realm of shogeg, so you didn't do an avera where you're chayav misa, but you still made a mistake that you could have prevented. However, ones is even beyond that. Ones is even chayav a korban. Ones is not related to you at all. You really are completely beyond your control. So therefore, that is what Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish hold, that you can leave it out of your control and it's going to be mutter. Rav Moshe is a fascinating nafkamin about this. There's a lot of nafkamin in Zakov. First let's start with Rav Moshe's nafkamin. Rav Moshe says that a nafkamin between this is, let's say a person who's, you want to assume that a guy is a tinuk shenishba, that a person who never grew up with any Yiddishkeit whatsoever is coming to your house. So there's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to give food to someone who is not making a bracha. So Rav Moshe says that the shaila over there about giving this guy food might be taloy on these two explanations. If you assume that he's shogig, then that's enough to say that he's still somewhat chayev, so you're not allowed to give him food. However, if you assume that he's ones, he's mamish, beyond his control whatsoever, then he'd be pater completely, and he would not be chayev whatsoever. Just to point out from here, the concept of tinoch shnishman and achrem, that a child is going to be, either at worst, he's going to be a chiv chatas, he's going to be considered like a shogig, that he did something by accident, and even better, it might be even ones, he's removed from his action at all, has major applications lamaisa about someone who is grown up not religious. The Chazon Ish was famous about relying on this for certain cases. There's many nafkaminas about using them to mimitzara for minyan and then touching wine and all these different halachas throughout Shas. If we assume that a person who's chiloni, a person who grew up not religious in America, if we assume that tinoch shenishba, there's a very important concept that is applied by poskei zmaninu to many, many other halachic shailas. You have to don everyone individually, but this is a very important concept that comes out of this Gemara over here. Either way, the Gemara now asks, though, they ask a kasha from the following verse, of Mesive, Klal Gadol Amr B'Shabbos. The Chacham said a major rule when it comes to Shabbos. Kol HaShocheach Iker Shabbos, someone who forgets the main part of Shabbos, Asim Malachos Harba Shabbos Harba, and as a result, he performed many malachos and many different Shabbos. Only when chayav one chatas. Ketan. What is the case the Mishnah brings? The bracer brings up tinuk shenishba ben anachim. It's talking about a child who was captured or was raised among goyim. The gershes gayer ben anachim, or a convert who lived amongst the goyim. And this person performed many malachos and many shabbos. He's going to be chayav one chatas. So that's going to be the major kasha. The Gemara is going to quote the Emes of Brisa, but this is going to be the major kasha on the shita of Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon Malakish. So now the Gemara says, the chayav al adam achas. It's also this person that chayav if he consumed blood, meaning chayav isur deraisa to have blood. So if he consumed blood many different times, he only chayav one because the isur deraisa of blood is under one category. Ve'al chelav achas. Also, if he has chelav all the times he has chelav, isur deraisa to eat it, even if he ate it multiple times, since he never knew and never knew about it, he's only being chayav one chatas. Ve'al avodah zara achas. Also, is going to be chayav one case for the case of sinning of avodah zara. The Gemara says now, machlokas. The Gemara says munbaz poter. Munbaz says that he's poter from any chatas whatsoever. This is what Rabbi Kiva argued before Rabbi Kiva. Hoyle made it kare chayta. Since someone who does an action on purpose is called a sinner. Veshoga kare chayta, and a person who does an action by accident, also the Torah describes him as being a sinner. So he has a binyanav to assume that they're going to be the similar halachas. So what is going to be the similar halachas? Ma mezi chayis el yedia. So the way we know the halacha, when someone does something on purpose, he has to obviously have knowledge of it. He was forewarned, and he was warned about everything, and then he did it on purpose anyway. So you have to assume that someone who had done something accidentally, he need to have once had knowledge of this prohibition. If he didn't have knowledge at all ever, then he's not going to be chayav achatas. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Kiva responded to him, Amru lo Rabbi Kiva, harayini mosiv adrecha. So I'm going to add words to your argument, I'm going to extend your argument to show you that doesn't make any sense. How is that? If your comparison is true, then we should also say that someone who had done something on purpose, he knew before he did it that he actually knew about it. B'shas Maisa. So too, someone who did something by accident, you had to have knowledge of what he was doing beforehand. But that's not shogeg, says Rabbi Akiva. So he says, what do you mean? If you knew that, you knew right before you did the malacha that you were violating Shabbos, then that's called mezid. That's called doing it on purpose, says Rabbi Akiva. Amrulo, hein. Rabbi Akiva, if a culture can show us after, and he says you're right, and then what you said is I actually agree with you. The Gemara is going to discuss, how does he ever have a case of shogeg? What does he call shogeg? The Gemara in the next staff will get to that. Amrulo, so Rabbi Akiva said to him, Ledvaracha, according to your reasoning, and the karei shogeg el amazed. Rabbi Kiva argued that though, because that's not a 12 shogeg, that someone is doing it on purpose. You knew the malach of Shabbos, you did it, so then what's the chilek between amazed and shogeg according to you? Munbaz, the Gemara is going to come to Munbaz Shita later, but the Gemara brings back the Raya over here. The Gemara says that we see Akasha, Yochanan, Rish Lakish. The Gemara says, Katana Miyah, Ketatinok. So the Gemara says that we see that Tinok Shanishba, the Barisa mentioned that someone who's in Tinok Shanishba is going to be Chayav Achatas. Bishlam, the Rav Shmuel Nicha. Now, according to Rav Shmuel, I understand because they hold such a person is going to be Chayav Achatas. However, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon, and Lakish, Kasha, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon, and Lakish, hold that they're exempt a person in that case from Achatas. What are they going to answer? Amrlei, Amr Lachar, Rabbi Yochanan, and Mishlakish, Rabbi Yochanan, and Mishlakish going to answer, Lo, Mi'ika Munbaz de Pater. Sorry, Lo, Mi'ika Munbaz de Pater. Is there not Munbaz who says that such a person is going to be Pater, Ananabrinan Bumanas, we're gonna say our Shita according to Rumas, meaning that we follow Munvaz's Shita that holds that the Mishnah of the Arf is a few Munvaz and not the Shita of the Chachamim. So the Gemara analyzes the Shita of Munvaz. The Gemara says, "My Tama de Munvaz, what's the reason of Munvaz to receive Torah Achas Yelachem Osa Mishkaga? That could be single off if someone does something by accident, some Mechlei, but never Shita said by Yad Ramah, a person does it with Yad Ramah is doing it for Mezid. That's referring to Mezid. Doing it on purpose. Hey, Kishoki Lamezid, we see that there's a comparison to Hikishoki Lamezid. Ma Mezid Shai Saliadia, just as doing something, acts of explicit knowledge of a prohibition beforehand. So too, if someone does something by accident, you'd have to have knowledge beforehand. Okay, we'll pick up tomorrow with how the Rabbanan are going to respond to Munbaz's learning about the idea before and after Amir Tashem.